So, let me tell you a little story.
Okay. About my first college roommate. We were
somehow we were friends in high school, and she decided, we both decided to room together in college when we found out we were going to the same school. And it's funny because we weren't really that close in high school, but we were friendly, and she was a little nervous about living with a completely new person, so I decided, yeah, why not? And it wouldn't be breaking the they tell you not to room with your friends in college, your friends from high school, because then you'll end up hating each other, but we weren't that close to begin with, so it was fine. But we could not have been more different people. She's very high energy, very peppy, loud, and very concerned with keeping her 4.0, and I was more laid back, and yeah, I didn't care as much about academics, which I know, it's bad, but she was very, very about it. Another thing is, she was so, so painfully innocent. And as you probably know by my presence in these communities, I'm still fairly unexperienced and stuff like that, but my brain is elsewhere most of the time. I have a very, very dirty mind. And she's a very clean mind. She's so innocent that she can't tell when people are hitting on her. I've been to different social settings with her, different events and stuff, and guys have come up to her and made their moves, and it completely went over her head. But that also might be because I really don't think that she's into guys at all. I mean, she doesn't like to talk about her romantic past. Probably because she's not ready to come out yet. But I know she's kissed a few guys before and didn't like it. Thought they were icky. But I think she could get a kick out of kissing me. Because despite our differences and everything, I still think she's super fucking hot. So innocent, and it's really fun to tease her. It's fun to utilize my warning voice against her. She's the only one who really gets to hear it, because, you know, we wake up together, and it's fun to just, you know, anything sounds suggestive in this voice, so it's a lot easier to get my message across. as it were. But, you know, she always plays him off as jokes, and I always play him off as jokes. But deep down, I know she thinks I'm... I know she thinks I'm sexy. And I don't know if it's going over her head, but I think she knows. I think she's sexy too. She's very modest, so she doesn't like to show off her body very much, but she has an amazing body. She works out like every day, religiously, and she's got a super toned stomach and gorgeous, gorgeous legs. And she never wears loca shirts, ever. And she's usually also wearing sports bras, but you know, the nature of being roommates with someone, you're gonna see them exposed. And oh god, she's gorgeous tits. I don't think she knows how hot she is. She always describes herself as lanky and gangly and, I don't know, a giraffe. She says if she were an animal, she'd be a giraffe, but I think she's built like a supermodel. And I just really wonder what it would be like to seduce her and to brush her hair back behind her ear and just take her face in my hands and just kiss her and let her know that she deserves to know that, and she deserves to be loved. And I don't want to get too into it, but despite her outgoing personality and her bubbly demeanor, she's she's very hesitant with truly opening up to people and trusting people, and I don't know if this will make her trust me less. I think I'm just after her for her body, and, but maybe it'll make her trust me more. I don't think. Oh god. Because to be fair, I've never kissed a girl either. But I really, really want to. And I feel like it's not that hard. I feel like it be easier because I know my way around a fellow female, you know. So just lower her down onto one of our beds and straddle her and just bring her down to my level because she's so fucking tall. Just very gently kiss her and let my hands start roaming, and her hands could start roaming as well. Maybe by instinct she'll just instinctively know what to do. curious about what she sounds like when she moans. When she's just so overtaken by pleasure that she can't hold it in anymore, and I want to know what my proper little roommate, the innocent, innocent roommate, sounds like when she just has to throw her head back and arch her back because it's just too much pleasure. But this isn't gonna happen. It's fine. We've already established our boundaries, and we've established our relationship, and it's not a sexual one. But I'm gonna continue to tease her and make her squirm and fantasize. There's so much more that I want to do. So much that I want to do to corrupt my innocent roommate.